A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nida Dav Chof, Nida 20b, pagination is 40. And we have basically a full Amud about color stories, proficiency in colors regarding the aid, the sample cloth of an internal bedika check. The Gemara states, Rabbi Chanina have a chakim. Rabbi Chanina was an extreme expert, top line. On the second line, Amar Rabbi Yechinen, Rabbi Yechinen says, Chachmosad Rabbi Chanina garmali delawi chsidema. The extreme expertise of Rabbi Chanina was such that I don't look at blood, meaning professionally, that he's intimidated by Rabbi Chanina's greatness, because mitamina mitai, mitarana mitame. I sometimes ruled opposite of Rabbi Chanina, and I recognized that Rabbi Chanina was right, and I don't feel the level of proficiency because I'm in the shadow, so to speak, of someone so much greater. The underlying concept here is that there's so many different shades and so many different presentations. And apparently, as we'll see, there are other clues as to what type of blood is and therefore what the ruling is going to be. And all of this gets rolled in to this field of proficiency. Amar Abelazar, Abelazar says exactly the opposite. And Visanusa Rabbi Chanina, the general humility, self-effacing nature of Rabbi Chanina, that he would shy away from taking responsibility of things that other experts could take care of. Garmali, de chazoi dema, caused me that I would step into the fray and I would see blood and rule on it. Omar Rabbi Chanina de an vison, who moches nafshi lesafik vichozi. Rabbi Chanina entered this field, even though usually in other fields he would shy away and let other people that he assumed to be greater to deal with it. But on this field, he would jump in and do his best to give people the most accurate ruling, which would decide whether the woman is a nida or not, whether the husband and wife can be together or not. Analo ichsi, wouldn't I, who don't have that humble type style, that nature, that self-effacing approach in all other topics, wouldn't I jump in? I have in front of me the lesson of Rabbi Chanina of how important this is. Om Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira said, Tivad de Bava Garmali de Lo Chazoy de Ma. The extreme proficiency of nature that was among the Babylonian scholars caused me that I didn't get involved in this. Da'amina b'tiva lo yadana, I'm not such an expert in nature. B'dema yadana, and I'm going to step into this field that's such a blend of scholarship of all different types. Let's skip a few lines and we have another story. Ula ikla le Pumpedisa. Ula came to Pumpedisa, one of the Babylonian cities. They brought blood in front of him and he refused to see it professionally. Omar, he said, Omar Rabbalazar Demora de Arad Yisrael have Rabbalazar was a master in the land of Israel. Kimikla Asr Drav Yehuda Lochazi Dema, but when he came to someone else's city, he would not see blood. He considered this to be someone else's turf, so to speak. To honor the local Rav, he wouldn't get involved. And I'm going to step in a place that's not my own, that has its own Rav. I'm going to rule here. Why was Rabbi Lazar considered such a master? Dahi itza. It was a story of a woman, the Aisu Dama Lekamedu Rabbi Lazar, that brought blood in front of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Ami Kamei, Rabbi Ami was there. Arche, he smelled the blood. Amala, and told her, "Haydam chimudhu. It's not blood of the period. It's blood generated from desire." Now, what the halachic ramifications would be is a Talmudic topic. In our times, we actually have that a woman who is tahar, even if she's positive, she's tahar. But once the proposal for marriage occurs and she anticipates marriage, we're worried about dam chimud. And we require Zayin Nikiyim 7 clean days. But professionally speaking, certainly in the time of the Talmud, this made a difference. What kind of blood is it? And what are its ramifications? Bosa Denofka, after she walked out from asking the Shaila, Itfala Ravami, Ravami approached her and asked, "What's the story with this blood?" Amalei, and she indeed responded, "Baili haya bederech v'chimadtiv. It was an incident where my husband was away, and I started thinking about him, and I desired him. And then I saw this blood, and that's the sample that I brought." Kari alei, so it was said about Rebbe Lazar, who was able to smell it and identify it as dam chimud, a unique type of blood, soda Hashem lirayov. The secrets of Hashem are to those who fear him. Another story, Ifer Hormiz, a story about, Rashi says, a woman that was not Jewish but close to Geirus. Shodra Dama Lekame de Rava. She sent blood sample to Rava. Havayasev Rav Ovadya Kame. Rav Ovadya was there. It's a question of who actually saw the blood. But Arche, they smelled the blood. Amalah. Hay dam chimudhu. They identified it as dam chimud. Desire blood, not regular period blood. Amra le livrei, she was so impressed, as she apparently is with the Jewish people. She said to her son, Tochazi kamo chakime Yehudai, how wise the Jews are. Amalei, so the son said, Dilma kesuma baruba, maybe it's like a blind man that finds the window to get through the skylight. It was lucky. They're blind. They got lucky. Hada shadula shitin mine dama. So she sent, as a test, 60 types of blood. V'kulu amrinu. And all of them, he was able to identify, and he wrote up what they are. Apparently they were numbered, whatever. Hahu basra, the last one. Dam kinim have. It was the blood of a louse. V'lo yoda, and he couldn't identify it. Istaya milsa, but Hashem helped. V'shoda las rikusa de mekatla kalmi. He sent back to her a gift of a comb. And she interpreted it that this was his way of saying, oh, I identified what this last one was that you tried to trick me on. It's not blood from a person. It's blood from a louse. And the comb was his hint that he got it, which wasn't really true. But Hashem helped. Amra, she said, Yehudoi bitavna deliba yasvisu. The Jews live at the essence of things, and they understand even what other people wouldn't. There's a story I'm aware of where a certain Rav from overseas is known for his expertise, and he was in the United States, and they handed him a pile of bedikah cloths for him to rule on. And into it, they stuck in a different type of color, a blood, whatever. And they say that he was able to flip through the bedikah cloths very rapidly, identifying each one, tahar, tamei. And when he got to that one, he took a double take and said, I'm not Michael. I don't forgive. I see you tried to trick me. Want to mention two additional intriguing thoughts towards the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara tells us about 11 lines up, Rebbe raw dam balayla v'timei. Rebbe saw blood at night. A sample was brought to him, and he said, it's tamei. Raw bayom v'tiyer. He saw it again by day, and he said, oh, it's tahar. It's fine. Himtin sha achas chaza v'timei. And then he waited a little bit, and he said, oh, it's tamei. So what's going on? So the Gemara explains that at night he saw it, and it appeared tamei. When he saw it by day, he thought that the daylighting was more accurate, and he was able to get a better reading. And therefore he said, it must be tahar. And I was, I guess, overcompensating at night. And then he waited, and he saw that it was continually fading. And he realized that it wasn't a lighting issue. He was accurate at night as to the fact that it was tameh, but it kept fading. And this is indeed something that we have, that a person leaves certain colors, certain types of presentations for too long. The Rav is not really seeing the color that was supposed to be presented. And we recommend that a bedikah cloth be brought within 24 hours so that we get it before the fading and before we have to start guessing and compensating. On a certain level, the Gemara tells us, Ein lo ladayin al mashein avros. The judge rules on what he sees in front of him. But there are different factors, such as the fading, and the last piece of Gemara on the Amud describes the lighting. B'yom ha'me'unan b'ni amudei, for example, on a cloudy day, but it's daytime, between the pillars is one example of trying to get the shade of daylight. Another example, one line up, b'n chama litzel, between the sun and the shade, if you're in the shade, you can get the accurate reading. Bechama uvetzel yodo, sunlight, but in the shade of his hand. And that's clearly an effort to get the perfect lighting to be able to get the most accurate reading on the bedikah. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.